I've got some information about that murder last night.
What murder?
How many murders have you had in the last 24 hours?
Well, that's for us to know and you to find out.
To call Constable Jerry Boyle jaded would be kind. He keeps law and order in his own way on the rugged Connemara coast of Western Ireland. So when American FBI agent Wendell Everett shows up in pursuit of a European drug cartel, Boyle is less than enthusiastic.
It's my day off. Did I not tell you?
Let me get this straight. We're investigating the murder and the trafficking of over $500 million.
Billion.
$500 million worth of cocaine, and you telling me it's your day off.
Sure, 24 hours won't make any difference.
24 hours won't make any difference.
Though I was saying it doesn't, these cop shows and telly, but it doesn't, not in my experience. Anyway, why do you keep repeating everything I say?
But in the grand tradition of maverick movie cops, Boyle proves to be a better investigator than even he himself could have imagined. Irish actor Brendan Gleeson stars as Jerry Boyle and understands his attitude.
You know, he'd been 30 years or whatever it was, plowing a lonely furrow and finding that actually what he was being confronted with were the small compromises looking the other way, the small corruptions, and that really he didn't get the test he wanted to get. So he had become quite disillusioned and quite aggressive.
Don Cheadle co-stars as the American FBI agent who first sees Boyle as an oaf, but learns to respect him as a law enforcement colleague.
It's great that the guy that is a clown at the beginning, you think he's a clown, you know, it turns out to be the smartest guy in the room.
Cheadle's character, an African-American, is out of his element in Connemara. The Oscar-nominated actor says that was his own experience making the film there.
A fish out of water playing, a fish out of water playing, this is great. You know, it's not often that you get to marry the circumstances in that way. So I just thought it was going to be a great addition to the piece. To not have to act that part just was the truth.
Most of them, they don't even speak English.
No, I don't speak English well enough. It was a Gaelic-speaking region. Did they not teach you that at Langley?
No, they did not teach me that at Langley. For the simple fact that Langley's the CIA, you idiot, not the FBI.
You didn't know that the people in the West of Ireland speak Gaelic, and I'm the idiot.
The Guard is the directing debut of screenwriter John Michael McDonagh, brother of playwright Martin McDonagh, who made In Bruges. The writer-director says his goal was to tell a good story, but it also had to be authentically Irish.
American studios come over to Ireland and they make these really, really bad films that are not representative of Irish life, Irish people. I mean, yeah, sometimes you imagine that they're going to have a farmer walk down the road with a pig under his arm, you know, at some points. And they're really patronising. They're not funny. And they usually cast English actors doing really, really bad Irish accents. So they're kind of offensive as well. But this is, you know, every Irish role is played by an Irish actor.
Brendan Gleeson liked working with McDonagh enough to sign on for another film they hope to make together next year. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.